Offside. Trgovinski dogovor z najboljšim prijateljem. Ameriški predsednik Donald Trump je na svojem družbenem omrežju Truth Social napovedal znižanje carin na uvoz iz Indije z 50% na 18%. Čeprav je dogovor, ki ga državi sicer še nista uradno podpisali, kasneje potrdila tudi Indija, ta prinaša več vprašanj kot odgovorov. Trump je sklenitev dogovora pojasnil, češ da bo carine znižal, saj je indijski premier Narendra Modi pristal na pogoj, da bo Indija namesto ruske kupovala ameriško in venezuelsko nafto. Tako ni zares znano, kdaj naj bi Indija prenehala kupovati rusko nafto, koliko nafte lahko Indija dobi iz drugih virov, da nadomesti izpad iz Rusije, ali kdaj bodo Združene države znižale carine. Združene države so najpomembnejši trgovinski partner Indije. Lani je trgovina med državama skupno znašala dobrih 109 milijard evrov. Združene države iz Indije izvozijo dele za električne stroje, farmacevtske izdelke, drage oziroma pomembne kovine ter železo in jeklo. Indija med tem iz ZDA izvozi predvsem fosilna goriva, prav tako nekatere pomembne kovine ter dele za stroje in letala. Leta 2024 je ameriški izvoz v Indijo znašal dobrih 34,5 milijarde evrov. 30% delež tega izvoza so predstavljala goriva in nafta. Za ZDA je pomemben tudi izvoz medicinskih pripomočkov ter delov za jedrske reaktorje in električne stroje. Za Indijo je sicer bistvenega pomena tudi trgovina s Kitajsko, ki znaša le slabi 2 milijardi evrov manj kot Združenimi državami. Trgovinske odnose med Indijo in Združenimi državami predstavi Matijas Goldman, profesor finančnega prava na GTEV Univerzi v Frankfurtu.
The total trade volume is considerable. The United States is the top foreign trade partner of India, but just slightly ahead of China. So it's actually it might change easily, but still it's a very important trade partner. Still, there is a lot of tariffs between the US and India, and that of course has negative effects on trade. And if you impose a lot of tariffs on your most important trade partner, it will lead to higher consumer prices and to an overall decline in economic activity, or at least to the fact that you're missing to tap the full potential of your trade relationship. So it's kind of a low-hanging fruit that you try to facilitate trade with your most important partners. India and the United States are not part of any free trade zone, so therefore tariffs are still quite high, and there is actually a considerable amount of economic benefit that both sides could draw from that.
V napovedi še nepodpisanega sporazuma je Trump oznanil, da je indijski premier Modi pristal na nakupe ameriških dobrin v vrednosti okrog 422 milijard evrov. V to pa naj bi bili vključeni sektorji energetike, tehnologije, fosilnih goriv in kmetijstva. To bi sicer pomenilo, da bi Indija svoje nakupe ameriškega blaga povečala za kar 1150%. Država bi tako za blago iz ZDA namenila kar 85% prejšnji teden predstavljenega proračuna. Vsebina dogovora sicer še ni znana, a bo ta, kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, najverjetneje vključeval področje energetike in kmetijstva.
So energy plays a big role. India doesn't have oil. India needs a lot of energy. The US is the largest producer of fossil. So definitely, and also knowing what Trump's economic preferences are, it doesn't take, it's not surprising that oil seems to be playing a major role. We don't have a text yet of the agreement, I have to say that, but from what we gather from the press, there is an important shift in the conditions for oil. And other than that, I suppose that food and foodstuffs and agriculture also is likely to play a role, arguably in both directions. I mean, the US is a large exporter of agricultural products. It always has been so. And India has a growing population. At the same time, there are some things that India also exports. like starting with T, and that might get preferences for the S. And other than that, I suppose there is industrial goods, and if you look at the trade statistics, that's also what plays a role. And there is of course services. I mean, the US is a very large service provider.
Ameriški predsednik Trump je avgusta lani podvojil carine na uvoz iz Indije z 25 na 50%. Razlog za zvišanje carin je bilo indijsko kupovanje ruske nafte in njeno sodelovanje v mednarodni gospodarski skupnosti držav BRICS. Indija je sicer močno odvisna od uvoza nafte, s katerim pokrije 90% svojih potreb. Zaradi ameriških groženj je država nakupe ruske nafte sicer že zmanjšala. Januarja je Indija uvozila za približno 1,2 milijona sočkov na dan, v februarju naj bi to zmanjšala na milijon, marca pa na 800 tisoč sočkov dnevno. Indija je rusko nafto začela kupovati po začetku ruske invazije na Ukrajino, saj je ta zaradi ameriških in evropskih sankcij veliko cenejša. Predtem je ruska nafta predstavljala zgolj 2,5% vsega indijskega uvoza nafte. Marca 2022, po začetku vojne v Ukrajini, je Indija za rusko nafto odštela slabih 30 evrov na sod, medtem ko je surova nafta Brent stala okrog 99 evrov na sod, zdaj pa cena njenega sočka znaša dobrih 52 evrov. Po poročanju časnika Times of India je sicer država že povečala uvoz ameriške surove nafte, in sicer od lanskega aprila do novembra za 92%. Presedlanje na ameriško oziroma venezuelsko nafto, ki jo Trump obljublja kot svojo, odkar so ZDA ugrabile venezuelskega predsednika Madura, bi za Indijo pomenilo predvsem finančno breme. Po ocenah podjetja za sledenje energetskim virom Köppler bi popolna sprememba stroške uvoza nafte povečala za slabih 8 do okrog 10 milijard evrov letno. Težavo predstavlja tudi dejstvo, da so indijske rafinerije optimizirane za težjo, kislo rusko oziroma uralsko nafto, ki jo predelujejo v dizelsko in letalsko gorivo. Kljub temu sogovornik ocenjuje, da takšne prilagoditve za Indijo ne bi smele biti prevelik zalogaj.
You don't really have to make any major shifts if the oil comes by ship. I mean, there are obviously no pipelines between the United States and India, so it would have to be shipped there. But this, you know, it can be done in large quantities and it's not such a big problem. The thing is also that the oil that is exported from the United States is normally called WTF. It's a bit of a different quality than Brent, which is more the Eurasian kind of oil that you get. So there might be some technical modifications, but this is not a big serious thing. I mean, if you use it for gasoline, you know, it doesn't really matter that much anyway. That might be more of a problem for specialized industries, but I think you could consider them as substitutable pretty much. Also because India has changed its oil imports dramatically. It only started to import oil from Russia in big quantities the more that Russia was subject to sanctions from Europe and from the United States. So that is a phenomenon of the last few years. So there's no problem in phasing that out and in replacing it with other importers, especially from the United States. The question is, what kind of concessions does India get in return, and is that worth it?
Znižanje carin na 18% bi Indiji sicer prineslo prednost pred drugimi državami v regiji. Združene države so za sosednji Pakistan uvedle 19% carine, za Bangladeš in Vietnam pa te znašajo 20%. Mnoge od teh držav, med drugimi tudi Bangladeš in Pakistan, so upravičene do koncesij v okviru ameriškega splošnega sistema preferenc oziroma GSP, ki omogoča brezcarinski vstop za nekatere izbrane izdelke. Do njih jih je bila do leta 2019 upravičena tudi Indija, a so jo ZDA umaknile se znama, potem ko država ni zagotovila pravičnega in razumnega dostopa do svojih trgov v številnih sektorjih. Kot pojasnjuje Goldman, je eden ključnih razlogov, da je Indija sprejela dogovor z Združenimi državami, prav njeno tekmovanje z drugimi državami v regiji.
This is a very important aspect that you're mentioning here, and this is probably one of the main motivations behind India's decision to seek a deal with Trump or with the United States, that these countries very often compete with each other, and that many of these countries, at least to some extent, have substitutable products or have a profile that is very similar. So they're competing with each other, actually, and tariffs have become a major bone of contention in that regard, and a major factor that influences competition. One would believe that, you know, such high tariffs as those imposed by the US, which in the case of India were raised from 25% to 50%, which is an incredibly high tariff, that those high tariffs would probably not work so well, because ultimately they will only lead to inflation in the United States. They will make things more expensive for US consumers. So it's not a very popular, not a very long-term policy. However, this works. This kind of high tariff policy and this geopolitical or geoeconomic pressurizing works if there is another country where you can get things from cheaper. And so in that regard, I think this is also one of the major difficulties. It's understandable that India tries not to lose in competitiveness and therefore seeks this deal. On the other hand, countries would be much, much better off if they joined forces and if, you know, all the countries that somehow have substitutable products, or at least in a large amount of similar products and therefore a lot of competition among them, if they were teaming up and trying to negotiate together. Because in the way they're approaching it now, it really allows the US to blackmail countries into individual deals, which is a very problematic thing. It's really a shift from multilateralism to individual bespoke deals, which is all what Trump has stood for, even during his first term.
To sicer ni edini trgovinski dogovor, ki ga je Indija sklenila v zadnjem času. Spomnimo, da sta Evropska unija in Indija pretekli teden sklenili prostotrgovinski sporazum, ki odpravlja indijske carine na več kot 93% uvoza iz EU. Carine na uvoz evropskih avtomobilov bo postopoma znižala, pri čemer bo ta carinska stopnja veljala za kvoto 250 tisoč vozil letno. Sporazum prav tako odpravlja carine na uvoz avtomobilskih delov, strojev, kemikalij in zdravil. Sporazum niža tudi carine na uvoz agroživilskih proizvodov iz članic Unije v Indijo. Kako se ameriški in evropski dogovor z Indijo med seboj razlikujeta, pojasni sogovornik.
It's very different. It's totally different. It's also a very important question, but we have to see that the EU never imposed punitive tariffs on India. And the EU never weaponized its export or import position towards India or another country in order to extract some political advantages. So what the EU has done is really a deal that is meant to allow sustainable long-term growth for both economies. It's the attempt to seek a win-win solution for both countries. In case of the India-US agreement, we're in a completely different situation. The US is imposing these tariffs unilaterally using its strong international position in order to extract some benefits from India, especially exporting oil and maybe some others that it otherwise wouldn't have gotten. So it's a blackmail situation here. And whether that is ideal, as you say, we don't have the text yet, but whether that is an ideal setting to get a win-win situation out of it, that I'm not so sure. Probably it's just for India to prevent, the worst, a worsening of the situation, or to kind of avoid the worst. And not really to get any advantages that will allow India to grow sustainably.
Podrobnosti dogovora oziroma cena, ki jo bo morala Indija plačati za zniženje carin, tako ostaja neznanka. Kljub temu pa je jasno, da bo ta ugodna za Trumpa, ki bo v nasprotnem primeru ponovno uvedel svojo najljubšo kazen za neposlušneže – carine. Offside je pripravila Tija.